You're listening to SBS News.
The Australian Human Rights Commission and Universities Australia are working with almost 40 Australian universities to combat sexual assault and sexual harassment on campuses. An Australian Human Rights Commission report last year found 1 in 5 students had faced sexual harassment in a university setting in 2016, leading to new efforts at education on consent. In February this year, the University of Melbourne announced, as part of the enrolment process, students would have to complete Consent Matters, an animated online course and quiz. University of Melbourne Student Union President Desiree Kai says the new modules are starting a wider conversation but are not technically mandatory.
Completing that consent module was kind of an expectation of your enrolment, I guess, checklist, but if you didn't complete it, there's no kind of, I guess, formal sanction.
Ms. Kai says it is a great first step, though, in opening the way for dialogue about consent. She says it teaches students about boundaries and misconceptions concerning consent, but also how to intervene when witnessing sexual harassment or assault.
So students who attend university now come from a range of different backgrounds. Some of them may have never even heard of the concept of consent previously, so I think it's useful in that way in introducing even the concept and starting the conversation in the first place. I think we're definitely going in the right direction in having an open conversation, actually looking at tangible outcomes that can come of any of the programs that we implement at university campuses to make them safer.
Millie Neary, a first-year student at the University of Melbourne who completed the module this year, says it benefits everyone.
Yeah, I think the one-off module, it did make a difference, or at least for me, it just, highlighted how serious and how different scenarios can, outplay.
The Royal Melbourne Institute of Technology has recently introduced a Be the Change campaign created by staff and students. It will roll out across all campuses. Vice-Chancellor Martin Bean released a statement to students last week outlining a new 3-year plan to drive open dialogue about consent. The RMIT Safer Community, which supports students who have suffered sexual harm, said in a statement that while a number of actions have been completed, more are coming.
The e-learning modules we are rolling out are one piece of a wider action plan designed to ensure that RMIT will always remain a safe and inclusive place to work and study.
In New South Wales, the University of Sydney has also made the module mandatory for new students who have until the end of week 10 to complete it. The Director of Student Support Services, Geordie Austin, says the Consent Matters module is just one of a number of initiatives the university is rolling out across campus. Ms. Austin says it will be supplemented with in-person training, online resources, and an increase in staff trained specifically to help students with such issues.
We're pushing out in-person training for our residential advisors who are living in on-campus accommodation, both in the accommodation that the university owns, but also in our residential colleges and communities, so that there is not only a consistent understanding of the language in all of our students, an awareness of the resources and information that they can have access to, but there are appropriately trained people on the ground who can make informed choices about the sorts of clubs and society events that they set up, as well as how they can make sure that everybody feels safe and able to enjoy those activities.
But the program has received some harsh criticism, with suggestions that programs involving more sessions would be more effective in shifting attitudes. Ms. Austin explains the university's thinking.
I do understand that there are folk in the Australian community who have some concerns about some of the content. And what we did is we made sure that we worked with local experts, both people from the university sector as well as consultants in the rape and domestic violences world, to ensure that the information that we were providing that supplemented the core learning from the Consent Matters module gave everyone a much greater understanding of how this information was going to be useful for them as they navigated student life.
She says it is just the start of a long journey, and some of the issues universities are facing reflect deeper cultural attitudes.
We are really interested in exploring attitudes to women, attitudes towards gender violence, acceptance of the LGBTIQ community, making sure that people understand the influence of alcohol and how that might potentiate risk. Lots and lots of really important components of a very complex landscape.
Sex Discrimination Commissioner Kate Jenkins says in a statement she is pleased vice-chancellors are demonstrating leadership and taking action, but ongoing commitment is vital.
Sexual assault and sexual harassment occur not only at universities, but across our society. I urge vice-chancellors to seize upon this opportunity to show leadership and make a difference for students and Australian society more broadly.
At the University of Sydney, Geordie Austin suggests the partnership between the universities and their prompt action on the matter will make life safer for students.
This is a great turning point for the university sector. I know that there are many, many colleagues from right across Australia who are working really hard to make sure that students are seeing the benefit of this initiative and that it starts to really feel like universities are embracing this opportunity to really change how students think about how they live and what they do.
The changes come as the New South Wales government refers the state's consent laws to the Law Reform Commission following an ABC investigation into a high-profile sexual assault case. The Australian Human Rights Commission has also begun a fourth national survey into workplace sexual harassment, with the results expected at mid-year. Simone West, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.